The McElroy brothers are not experts. It's been a while, right?
I don't memorize this shit.
And their advice should never be followed. Oh, Travis claims he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin Ignatius McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis Jedediah McElroy.
No jokes this time, guys. It's just me, Griffin.
Yeah. Griffin's lackadaisical approach to his introduction mirrors, I would say, his lackadaisical approach to his garments.
Yeah.
We did talk about it, like, before anybody packed or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Skeffington's.
Yeah,
myself.
Justin got himself a tuxedo.
I rented a tuxedo.
I packed three different jacket, tie, and shirt combinations.
That must be fun to a little fur, travel a little with.
No, but they're worth it, Griffin.
They're worth it. You're worth it. You back there.
Hey.
Yeah, my suitcase weighs 55 pounds, no lie.
Matt, poor Matt, had a flat tire on the interstate. You owe it to Matt to dress up.
I mean, I bought this special shirt.
Yeah, you didn't rent it.
But this is you guys. Oh, I can't move my body too good.
Yeah, that is true. I can't give a sudden hug.
Okay, let's get started.
Yeah.
This is an advice show. We take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. After 2 years of hiatus, we have emerged like the Chilean miners back from underneath the ground to you. And I don't wait to waste any more time in answering these questions. So here we go.
Now, wait, before we start. In the spirit of Fancy Takes Flight, I thought that maybe we could elevate the show a little bit because it's been a little bit puerile lately, a little bit juvenile. So I thought it would be nice if we maybe elevated things with a little work of fart.
Yeah.
I hope you like bits.
This one is all film related, classic films.
Okay.
A group of teens...
God, I wish I didn't get so competitive about this. But Justin...
Don't shout it out, because you will probably...
Yeah, don't shout it out.
Law
don't.
Of large numbers, you'll probably get it before us. Okay.
Don't shout it out.
Also, they're not that clever, so many of you will get it.
Hey,
it's not the hardest thing. Okay.
I've been working on these for 3 days.
Okay.
A group of teens spends the day in detention. Each of them comes from a different social group, but they end up bonding over the fact that they all have boners.
The Breakfast Club.
You didn't ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
It was clearly the Breakfast Chub.
Okay, that's a tie.
No, I'm sorry, Justin. You did not ring in.
Okay,
you
you're
did
right.
not follow.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's fine. It's the Breakfast Chub.
That's one for Justin.
Okay. Wait, I thought...
Oh, for Griffin. Sorry,
thank one you.
For Griffin.
Doesn't. Couldn't matter less.
A rebellious patient at a mental institution stands up to tight-fisted nurse Ratched when she tries to stop them from taking dumps.
Ding, 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 ding. One flew over the doo-doo's nest?
I'll accept it, yes. Well, we also would have accepted one flew over the poo-poo's nest.
Either way works, I guess. Okay, or does it work?
One more. Case.
One more?
One more.
One more. In this classic black and white film, a reporter tries to understand a rich and powerful man's mysterious last words, "I need to take a crap." Turns out it was the name of his sled.
I know the film you're referencing, but there's nothing.
I can't imagine
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. It's yeah. Citizen Kane, but the sled was called Rosebud?
No. Justin?
I got nothing.
The answer we were looking for was Citizen Kane.
Damn it! Motherfucker!
That one, that sucks that for sucks. Me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe you right didn't there. Get it.
Did you all know?
Yeah, they of course they knew. There's a billion of
now,
them.
Now, that wasn't everybody, though. I would say there was only about 10% of the audience, and you're all terrible, too.
Okay, now we're going to help people. I recently got my first job. These are all from your region, by the way, so blame yourselves. Take a look in the mirror. This is what you are. I recently got my first job since the beginning of the pandemic. It's wonderful. But I've come across a lunchtime predicament.
Mm.
I'm a messy eater and always stain my shirts. When I was quarantining, I would simply remove my shirt for meals. This worked well then, but obviously I can't
continue. Except for the tummy stains.
Yeah.
Obviously I can't continue this. What should I do? That's from running out of clean shirts.
Are you here?
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
I wouldn't fess up to that either.
I did think about this when we got that one in. Like, you want us to say this in front of people? You want us to read this one, huh? Okay.
Yeah, because my gut tells me eat better.
Just to eat differently.
Do a better job.
That's clearly not on the table.
Slower, perhaps?
Or at least drier food. Eat dry food that won't stain.
You don't deserve wet food. Wet food is for careful boys.
Meal choice is huge. If you don't want to improve your technique, which who has the time? Meal choice is huge. Do you open up your cupboard and there's just a wall of SpaghettiOs?
Mm-hmm.
You today, I believe.
Oh, no, it's Wednesday. Rib day.
It's rib day. Today I'm having red wine rib gravy. Delicious.
And, of course, soup with no spoon.
Do you know that it's... You did have the pandemic times, and you could have worked. You know, they say if you come out of this pandemic and you haven't learned to stop eating without spilling all over yourself, so what have you done? This is your opportunity to learn to work and eat better, and I think that the window has closed.
Yeah. I mean, there's also lunch smock right there, lunch raincoat. Smock.
Get a branded lunch smock available at macroemerch.com.
It says, I'm a fucking mess on it.
I'm a wreck.
I'm a disaster. I don't know how to eat food good. That's two hard words to say right back to...
Try it again.
Good. Yeah, food good. I can do it very easily now, of course.
Yeah.
Because you're focused. You're dialed
with a run-up to it. Yeah, with a little bit of practice.
Sure.
Can you just wear two of the same shirt to work?
No.
Post-lunch, whip it off. You got a clean one right underneath.
Oh, but you could keep the nasty shirt at your desk. This is my lunch shirt.
You go.
Do not smell the lunch shirt.
Do not smell. Warning. Do not smell this shirt. Do not open the baggie with shirt in it.
You could also, if you have your own office, you could lock the door and take your shirt off to eat. But, oh, God, you got to check that the door
is
locked.
It's a great conversation starter.
But then you get, here's my problem with shirtless eating. Well, hold on, sorry. My first of 312 problems with shirtless eating is that you eat the SpaghettiOs, you do get the wet red stuff on your tummy, and then you put the shirt back on, it's still going to get the wet red stuff on the shirt.
I assume you have a towel. You have a lunch towel.
You know,
a classic office lunch towel.
It's weird how if you as an adult, and I've done this a few times, if you take the napkin and you stuff it into your shirt, people make fun of you. And it's like, I'm trying to be elegant.
This is for you.
This is for you. I want you to enjoy a clean shirt. I don't have to see my dirty shirt. You do.
Here. Oh, what about this? A cape, right? And then at lunch, flip that bad boy around, and now it's on the front.
Oh.
That's good. And then after lunch, stained cape.
Can you just save a step, turn your shirt backwards after
you
stain the front of it?
And then when someone's like, you have a stain on the back of your shirt, I'm like, someone must have been eating messy behind me.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Why do I sit in front of messy people all the time?
I bet it was Doug. I would never stain my shirt, but Doug, old, the person who's in the job above me would.
Yeah, Dougie Meatballs, who works in the upper cubicle.
I recently turned 21, and I am learning that every time I consume an alcoholic beverage or engage in the devil's lettuce, I am overcome with...
Iceberg.
I am profound and insatiable vegetable lust. I'm talking, I take 3 sips of a gin and tonic, and I am on the floor of my kitchen eating whole carrots from the bag.
Okay.
No time out real quick. For future reference question asker, vegetable lust not, might be confused for something else.
Not how I would have frozen.
Yeah. No tomato, leafy, green, or tasty plant of any kind is safe from my monstrous desire. Why the fuck does this happen? What do I do? How do I mitigate this hog wild behavior with the fact that I drink with friends who are not immediately overcome with my same veggie-related needs? That's from the Veggie Vagabond. Are you here? Hey.
Oh, you're very close.
Okay, hello.
Are you?
You're not normally this close when we do these, but we're going to roll with it.
Are you asking us how to stop eating vegetables?
Because you've come to the right place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to sum up, your problem is whenever I get drunk or high, I make healthy choices.
You're not.
What do I do to stop this?
You have a superpower. You don't have anything that needs fixing. Like,
Do you know that when you get high, you can eat loose pepperonis out of a bag?
You could eat your child's leftover Halloween candy in April.
Have you heard of Cadbury mini eggs in the freezer? Like, that's what they're there for.
You could hear your wife say, "This box of Girl Scout cookies was full yesterday." And you go, "Oh, Lily the dog."
There's not a...
It's me.
You don't have a problem. This is a great habit.
Unless your like vegetable budget is through the roof. That's the only thing.
That's true. You know, in this country, we don't subsidize produce as much as we should, and we don't have the sort of fresh local.
Here he fucking goes.
They're not shelf stable. There's food deserts. It's a whole thing.
You thought they'd keep clapping when you said food deserts, huh?
Seaspiracy, look it up.
No.
Read a book. It would irritate me if I ate all my good roasting broccoli.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure.
And then the next day, I wanted to eat some roasted broccoli, and yeah. I didn't have it. I'm like, hi, Justin, you got me again.
Hi, Justin ain't going to roast that broccoli.
Hi, Justin is eating it right off the stock. And now sober Justin has to order crinkle fries from Arby's because I don't have another side dish. This is a gift that keeps on giving. There's no bad part of it. I'm trying.
It's a weird twist on Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. If Dr. Jekyll is like, "I gotta get rid of Mr. Hyde. He paid my taxes on time and called my mom on her birthday." Ah! Curse you, Hyde!
Is there such a thing as too much fiber?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it probably gives away the fact that I'm not getting enough fiber that I have to ask that. I've never even come close to that threshold.
What if they just really don't like vegetables? Now think on it. You get a craving, but you don't like them, but your body wants them.
Do you like vegetables? Sorry, hold on. This is ridiculous. Do you like vegetables? Yeah.
Okay, they do like vegetables.
I mean, one time when I was on shrooms, I ate a whole pizza. But that was because it made my mouth taste like a party.
Yeah, sure. That's because it was a time pizza and it was starting to slip through the cracks of the universe.
You get it. Every pepperoni had Don Knotts' face on
you
it.
You understand.
He had to consume all of it.
And the pizza was taunting me.
Okay. Well, have you bragged enough? May we move on?
Here's what I can picture, right? You're getting drunk and high with friends, and you're like, "Oh, you know what I could really go for?" And they're like, "Oh, a hamburger." And you're like, "Some broccoli rabe." And they're like, "Get the fuck out." I can see where that might be socially uncomfortable.
Yeah, but like...
Bring it with you.
Have it in your pocket. Just have loose carrots in your pocket.
I cannot think of a worse thing to do to a high friend. Then you're sitting there and you're talking to him and you just slowly sneak a little baby carrot. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah.
What?
And also...
Are those Cheetos giving it? Well, they're nature's Cheetos.
And the disappointment they'll feel when they cash the bong and they're like, "Anybody else holding any good green stuff?" And you're like, "Oh, yeah. Rutabaga." What color is rutabaga?
It's kale.
Rutabaga's got to be red, right?
You know what's weird? I now have a real serious craving for vegetables.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd love to eat. No.
No.
No,
you got me good.
I can't get that drunk during a show. Come on. My girlfriend and I have been living in our apartment for about 2 years now. And our upstairs neighbor is quite obviously a gamer.
Hashtag.
He has, you say it, I think you have to say it before.
No, gamer hashtag.
Okay. He's a very nice guy, welcomed us when we moved in and everything, but he has always been very loud when he plays games with his friends, stomping on the ground, shouting, etc.
Standard gamer.
However,
just regular old gamer stuff.
Classic gamer stuff. However,
textbook.
That's not the issue. A month or two ago, we noticed he hasn't been loudly gaming anymore. That's right, you guessed it. He died.
Controller in hand, just like he always dreamed.
Howie, I would have wanted to go.
Him and Master Chief, Thelma and Louise.
The loving embrace of Fortnite. We act.
A choir of Sonics, sing me to thy rest.
We actually got kind of used to his noise. It was just sort of comforting and funny to hear someone else around, and now it just feels too quiet. My question is, how do I approach my neighbor and ask him to go back to his noisy gaming for our normalcy without sounding like a freak? That's from A Little Too Quiet, Are You Here?
What?
How did that happen?
You're right behind the other person that was here, too. Hello.
Okay.
Do we have some sort of promotion where if you sit in the first three rows, we answer your... Okay, anyway.
Maybe they had a falling out with their gaming group. With their Fortnite squad.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta patch things up.
You have to patch it up rom-com style.
Oh,
like
this
a little...
game has another patch, and this time it's friendship.
Yeah. Patching up your relationship. You need to do sort of a parent trap, but for gamers,
yeah.
Gamer trap.
Yeah, sure.
And you like lure them into like a raid, maybe like one of the hard ones, and you're like, I need help, and then they all do it together. And
yeah, man. That all sounds like... definitely real gamer opportunities.
Yeah, it's like gamer stuff. You guys get it.
Sure.
Yeah. More a books person myself.
Maybe they've become a books person. There've been a lot of... Listen, there've been a lot of good books lately. Everyone's always talking about how good books are right now.
Well, it's just like book graphics keep getting better and better.
Right?
That's true. You need to go up there and just take all their books away. Because if they...
Oh, yeah.
They,
and burn them. Wait.
No. What? God.
onto DVDs.
Yeah.
Is what he was going to say.
And then melt those in a fire.
No.
No. Damn it.
Maybe they're just waiting for a new game that's really fun. And maybe you could make that game.
Yeah.
Maybe base it on them.
Yeah.
And but stuff
maybe
you know
you
about
make it
them?
Out of like a cardboard box that you cut some holes in, and then it comes with a little ball, and they have to get the ball into the holes from far away or something.
It sounds
good. Oh, the look on his face! Oh, the delight!
Thank you. I ran out of games,
and you can hang over his shoulder the whole time, like, "This is Sergeant Bloodmash. Yes, we need you to get the enemy base. They're in the." Hole number four with the blue circle around it.
Yeah.
Kill streak. Achievement points. Uh-oh, here comes a babe, but you gotta have DLC for it. It's the second box they have to pay $5
for.
Oh, yeah.
The babe box.
The babe box you get for winning the box war.
And then
I think the three of us are the only ones who like this bit.
You don't, but you don't have a second box, so you have to make an announcement. Like, we're so sorry to let down our mini
fans.
We
got a delay.
We do have to delay box two, the babe box. We just want to take all the time.
But
to make
good
it
news, it's going to be babe box 3D when it's done.
Hey, wait a minute. This ball is too big to fit through this hole. They rushed this through QA, man. Bullshit.
This box only has three flaps. What the fuck? The third flap, we're finishing the fourth one.
It's art. You wouldn't get it.
That's part of the experience. It's supposed to be challenging.
Weird.
Before we start Haunted Doll Watch, I do need Paul to bring me another White Claw.
Whoa.
Thank you, Paul. Let's see this beauty.
Meet our first contestant, Justina.
Oh. Oh. Ah.
Justina is, what you see is in a purple outfit with some rainbow sleeves and some face paint, which you'll find out, she comes by honest. You're purchasing the doll pictured above.
Are please those two fingers holding her around the waist, or is that some sort
oh,
of
oh, boy!
Weird...
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
That sucks. I didn't even notice that. That sucks. It looks like E.T.'s trying to make a few bucks. It sucks. Meet Justina. Justina was in her late...
Hold her like this. Do not use more than two fingers. Holy shit.
Meet Justina.
Normally,
I
should warn you. Normally, I leave out the ones where they have the description of their deaths, but I have two that I do include that because you'll see. Meet Justina. Justina was in her late 20s working at a full-service laundromat.
Oh.
In her off time, she was a face painter for children's birthday parties.
Not a very good one, it looks
like. She was getting high on her own supply.
Yeah. She was happy, but always anxious to see what was in store for her. Okay.
Did she break something in this picture?
Yeah.
Is that a bulb of garlic on the bottom?
Yeah, it looks like prop bread. One day, while at work, a very strange and potent smell came on fast. It caused her and her coworkers to go unconscious.
Oh.
Around 10 minutes later, it had built up in the building, causing an explosion. Justina likes to watch soap operas and loves Slim Jims. That's the way it's written.
The other people who worked there didn't get dolls.
It caused an explosion. Justina likes to watch soap operas and loves Slim Jims. Do you try
that
to...
That may seem unrelated, but...
Trust me, you'll see.
Does she love them from an aesthetic point of view? Because it doesn't look like she has the apparatus.
I eat the Slim Jims, Griffin.
How?
With my mouth.
She communicates with dowsing rods, pendulum, and balloon lights.
What?
I don't know. Please do not adopt her if you have ill intentions, like trying to get free face paint. Please
wake up. Do a Spider-Man to me.
Please.
No, I said symbiote suit Spider-Man.
Please ask questions before purchasing. I don't think you have that kind of time. Oh, yeah. Don't even act like she's not 12 inches tall. I have the proof.
Also, if you need any loose sequins, I have a couple bags of them.
I am selling a doll, not an experience.
Oh.
I am not responsible for any experience you may or may not have.
That's a fun way of putting that.
Please realize, by adopting Justina, you are potentially inviting a spirit into your home. They are not toys and should only be handled by adults.
Like this.
Light a... with their two glowing fingers.
That's a great 180 from, like, I'm selling a doll. It's not a toy.
Light a white candle to welcome her spirit. You will receive the doll pictured above. Anything else is a bonus.
What?
Whoa, I don't want... No, I see what you what kind of bric-a-brac you're working
with.
I'm good.
I ask only adults purchase my dolls. I don't accept cancellations or issue refunds. I can't imagine why not. So that is Justina. Thanks for coming to the show, Justina. What a pleasure it was to have you.
Happy to be here.
Hey, can I just tell you all, I don't want to overhype it, but you're going to love my new boy, Lil Spitz. Let's meet Lil Spitz.
Oh, yeah.
That's Lil Spitz,
yes.
Baby.
Only $150? I'm going to watch this shit go up in real time.
Lil Spitz.
Hey, what's up, Goff? I'm Lil Spitz, isn't I?
Hey, they're starting to have some fun over here on Metaphysical eBay, okay? Lil Spitz was a kid who wanted to be a rapper when he grew up.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. That's just the doll his spirit's in, idiot.
Good point.
He listened to all the classic rappers all the time, like Tupac and Eminem. He wrote his own raps.
He made his own arms. He wrote his own raps. He made his own arms. And he would hang
out. What can't little spits do except clap?
He wrote his own raps and would hang out with older kids who thought he was cool because he rapped. We've all been there. This ultimately got him killed. As he was...
Got
him killed as he was with his group of friends and they decided to sneak out and go to a real rap battle.
Are these three separate pictures all posed like to give you a full idea?
They thought it would be like 8 Mile. That's not me editorializing, that's what it says. They thought it would be like 8 Mile. While they were there on the edges of the crowd though, a car rolled up and a window rolled down.
What are you saying? No, keep going.
Hey, y'all, an 8-year-old rap prodigy lost his life. If you could have a little decorum. While they were there on the edges of the crowd, though, a car rolled up and a window rolled down. A barrel of a gun came out the window, and someone from the car yelled, "Joy Road, bitches."
Joy Road?
Joy Road, bitches. And sprayed the crowd, presumably with bullets.
With Axe body spray.
Lil Spitz was among the first hit with the bullets, not even understanding what happened. Now he is in this vessel, looking for someone cool and laid back, he said.
That's me!
Also someone who listens to rap music, or will at least play it for him. That's Lil Spitz.
God almighty.
This is our last item up on Metaphysical eBay, and we are branching out a little bit.
Oh!
All right.
Tell me more. I've been in the market for one of these bad boys.
Well, this is a high-ranking Illuminati Freemason Cobra Ring Antique Vintage Metaphysical.
Wait, how is it metaphysical?
Because you're going to accept this ring into your life and experience wealth, comfort, power, influence, and all the very best things in life. Romance, love, comfort, and so much more. You truly can't have it all. That's why items like this exist.
What's on either side of the snake?
Well, Travis, being offered is a very rare, very powerful Freemason's ring that comes directly from the highest ranks of the Illuminati. Those who are the real heavy hitters. The real power holders of the Freemasons. Those who make up half of the sacred inner circle of the New World Order.
Okay.
So, Trav, let me tell you.
Oh, and it's adjustable, which is nice.
That is nice.
You would think that they would have them fitted, but no. Who has the time? Also, nice to see that they're hollow in the back, so you can
store
stuff.
From the very moment you touch this piece, you'll realize you've purchased something truly extraordinary that will forever reverberate incredible power into your life. The aggressive power of this amazing ring has been created with forces of magic.
What?
And otherworldly technology, known only to but a few of the most powerfully connected men on Earth.
If only Lil Spitz had been wearing this ring when that drive-by happened.
He would be protected.
And otherworld technology couldn't make it fit?
Fascinating sidebar. You may not know this. Most do not. But the government of the United States possesses a memory copying technology, a medical device of sorts, which is held at an underground nuclear metropolis in Roswell, New Mexico, long before it became Area 51.
Sure.
The machine accesses parts of the brain that never dies, but rather simply shuts off when one dies.
Yeah.
This unusual technology turns it back on, like a light switch, and then siphons those memories, creating a memory archive for that particular individual.
Oh.
This wipes the memories of the brain so that no matter what medical, technological, or metaphysical advancements may arise in the future, nobody will ever be able to access the secret information within their memories except for them. This is then encoded within the memory archives of its Illuminati masters, the three men that make up half of the sacred inner circle of the New World Order at the time of its creation.
Okay.
That was an interesting sidebar.
Yeah.
This goes on for literally 2 pages.
Yeah.
There are no rituals or binding spells needed once your talisman arrives.
Cool.
This is completely ready for use. All that's needed is you accept this small magical offering into your life to keep it with you as much as possible. I mean, within reason.
That's how I felt when my first daughter was born, too. It's nice.
You will have the know-how to anyone or anything that stands in your way of wealth and success. No level of magic will be able to hold you back in life.
I mean, yeah.
And it's 100% guaranteed satisfaction and fast delivery. So that's huge. You don't need to wait for this. And it's available for just $80.
Just $80? Really?
That's half the price of Lil Spitz. I mean...
imagine if you had both Lil Spitz
and the Illuminati ring.
You become an unkillable rap god.
Hey, we are going to go use the bathroom. You should use the bathroom, and we'll be right back with more jokes. We love you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, my friends. I hope you're enjoying the episode. I don't know which one they decided to run, but I bet it was one of the good ones, not that one. You know, it was kind of a dud. You probably heard a lot of people talking about it. I'm just kidding. They're all sevens because we're professionals. I want to tell you for a second. I want to talk to you about imperfect foods. You know, food waste is a big problem, and we could all be doing a little bit more. But what if you could do more about the food waste problem and also help yourself too, my friends? That is what I like to call profitable altruism, which is a phrase I just invented, but I think it's really going somewhere. Imperfect foods is the best route I can think of to do that. You can also save time in your grocery shopping. You can eat more fresh and delicious food, and you're helping the planet. It's a slam dunk. It's a grocery delivery service that offers a whole line of sustainable groceries that embrace the natural imperfections in food. You know, we're all a little imperfect by definition. We're human beings. Don't you want that same value in your produce? This is fresh. It's delicious. It's just not exactly the perfect fit for the store shelves, but it may be the perfect fit for your home. And Imperfect delivers weekly by neighborhood, which is a unique model. It produces 25 to 75% fewer emissions. Could this get any better for you or the planet? I think not. Imperfect Foods got me hooked into some really cool produce that I can't even get in my area, things that are not available around here, and some products I haven't heard of before, but have become absolute staples in my house. Try the croissant toast. Cannot recommend it enough if you want one easy slam dunk. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first four orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code MYBROTHER. Again, 20% off your first four orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code when you use the promo code MYBROTHER. Join the movement at imperfectfoods.com and use code MYBROTHER. While you're enjoying all your Imperfect Foods, you're going to be looking for some new hobbies. You just have so much free time. You're not going to the grocery store anymore. Why not try picking up a new language? I have been learning Japanese recently because someday I'd like to go to Tokyo Disneyland. There's other reasons, obviously, but I'm sorry. I am who I am. Babbel has 15-minute lessons that make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German. Plus, they got this speech recognition technology. It makes it easier to improve your pronunciation. It's a really, really fun, easy, accessible, effective way of learning a new language. And right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/mybrother. That's babbel.com/mybrother for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Quick bit of housekeeping. Thanks, by the way. Thanks, obviously. Thank you for listening. Thanks to everybody who joined and upgraded during the Max Fun Drive. Just a reminder, we are in the midst of the Fancy Takes Flight tour to celebrate 20 rendezvous. Tickets for all the shows are on sale now at bit.ly/McElroy Tours, McElroy Tours. There's a virtual Adventure Zone next week on May 20th at 9 p.m. ET. The game is Dread. It's going to be wild. Tickets are $10, and the VOD, that's video on demand, is available for 2 weeks after the show. You want to see us live in person? Well, then you're going to head out to Boston June 17th to see Taz. We're also in Boston June 18th with Mabim Bam. And then on the 19th, we are in Mashantucket at the Foxwoods Casino June 19th with my brother, me. We're also coming to Salt Lake, Portland, San Diego, Washington, Detroit, Cincinnati. Now, mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID tests within 72 hours of the event start are required. Hey, our dad also has a book coming out this week or now. I mean, it's out on Tuesday, May 10th. So if you would like to have a great children's book to share with a kid in your life or just for yourself, you just want to enjoy it. It's called Goldie's Guide to Grandchilding, and it is available in bookstores. We're going to be doing some appearances with Dad throughout this great nation of ours. Go to Linktree.com/Goldie's Guide. That's LinkTree.ee/GoldiesGuide to check in on that. Oh, this is fun. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but we are in a podcast with Batman. It's us and Batman fighting crime together. It's called Batman Unburied. It's a new podcast that drops new episodes Tuesday, and it's exclusively for free on Spotify. It's made by Spotify, Warner Brothers, and DC, and is a thrilling take on the Caped Crusader, and we are in there with him, fighting alongside of him, basically. We have new merch, too. You can check it all out, McElroyMerch.com, and 10% of all merch proceeds this month are going to go to NARAL. That is a group that fights for access to abortion care, birth control, paid parental leave, and protections from pregnancy discrimination. That's all at McElroyMerch.com. And do I have to do a celebrity impression now? Okay. Let's see if you can guess this one. I've been working on it. What's the deal with hummus? It's just mushed up beans and spices.
Thank you so much to everyone who participated in this year's Max Fun Drive. If you're a member who wants to purchase additional patches, our annual shop is now live. The proceeds for this year's sale will be going to Trans Lifeline. Anytime is a good time to donate to Trans Lifeline, but this year it feels particularly important. Trans Lifeline is a nonprofit for the trans community by the trans community. We're grateful that with your support, we'll be able to help Trans Lifeline connect trans folks to the support and resources they need to survive and thrive. The sale will run until Friday, May 20th. Folks at the $10 monthly level and above will have access to all of the patches from the drive. We also have a special network patch starring Nutsy that all members can purchase. For more information on Trans Lifeline, visit translifeline.org. And for more information on the patches, head to MaximumFun.org/patch sale.
Hey, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zafagari.
And we are here with all the other creators of Mission to Zix.
Hello.
Hey. You're not going to say our names, too?
No, it's a short promo. Yeah,
sort of speech.
Now, with the end of our fifth and final season just a few weeks away, we want to say thank you to Maximum Fun and to every single one of you who has listened to and supported Mission to Zix.
Thank you. And if you haven't checked it out, well, Mission to Zix is an improvised space opera with blockbuster quality sound design, a score performed by an actual 60-piece orchestra, and hilarious guest comedians on every episode. And as our final episodes air, now is the perfect time to jump on board.
Mm-hmm. That's Mission to Zix, ZYXX on Maximum Fun.
How can I interest you, gentlemen, in a wager?
Yes.
It's time to play minion quotes.
Yeah.
But this time, with a twist.
So, if you've never played this game, here are the rules. I, Justin McElroy, am going to read to you an inspirational or hilarious quote. That quote is attached in the mimetic image that has been shared on Facebook by your aunt, and it is connected to a cartoon character. That cartoon character will have to be guessed by my other two brothers if they guess it correctly. I will have to post this image, apropos of nothing, on my Facebook page. Now, what makes this more interesting tonight is we're passing it around. We've each selected one quote, so the stakes are higher than ever because all three of us are participating in the game.
Oh, also, I just realized in the second, another twist, I've been locked out of my Facebook for the past, 3 weeks because of, because I haven't logged in long enough and they're worried about it. And I was like, oh, cool, I don't ever have to go on Facebook again. So if I lose, I have to figure that out.
Your brand reemergence.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to play minion quotes?
I'm so fucking ready.
Oh, mine. Okay, great.
Oh, Travis is first. I thought you said I'm first. Travis is first. Travis is first. Okay. Travis, I'm not looking at your phone.
The quote is, I don't care how difficult 2019 has been, but the fact we woke up every day means that God isn't finished with us. Which, ooh, I think is supposed to be inspirational, but could also be horrifyingly threatening.
Yeah, knowing what happens in 2020, it does sound like God is threatening us from a distance. The religious ones are tough because usually it is not who you would think of as being also a particularly religious cartoon character.
And I would argue the highest stakes ones to pick as the picker. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I really want to get this right.
Yeah. I live life on the edge.
Can I have a hint?
No.
Maybe just one hint?
Oh, okay. It's a cartoon character.
Damn it.
It's a cartoon character. Can I ask a question, yes or no, and you have to answer honestly?
Oh, you can ask the question and we'll see.
Is it a Looney Tune?
That's a big swatch.
That's a huge.
Tweety Bird. I'm saying Tweety Bird. Tweety Bird, Tweety Bird.
I'm going to say Bugs Bunny. It's a classic.
I'm sorry, Paul, if we can swap it. It is Moana.
I should have considered the coconut. Yeah, that was my bad, as I didn't.
Well, you know
coconut.
How Moana has a close and personal relationship with the Christian deity. You know how famously that's what the movie is about.
Hold on, now I'm mad. She literally meets a god of a different religion. Like, she meets a
correct,
god.
Correct.
A demigod, but still.
Well, I mean, then Tafiti. It's a huge part of
the
movie.
She's interacting with religious figures outside of the Christian experience.
Yeah. But our God's not done with her.
Our God, the one true God, Father of Abraham.
Hey, do you ever have a moment where you're like, oh, all the Southern Baptist isn't out yet? Oh, no.
The Lamb of Judea. Okay.
Could beat the shit out of the rocks, Maui.
All right.
Sunday.
Okay, this is Justin's minion quote.
Okay.
Paul, it would be easier if you could just put the quote on the screen. I could just read off of that. Remember how when you were little, you could just rip off your diaper and run around naked, and everyone thought it was so cute and funny. Anyway, I need bail money.
Fuck, that's funny. God.
So I am going to, because it occurs to me that I slightly cheated, so I am going to tell you, it is not a cartoon character.
Oh.
Huh. But it is a children's character, not a cartoon character.
Is it Moana again?
Now, Bud, that's a cartoon. Remember, we just saw it.
I want to say Blippi, but I know you wouldn't do that to us.
I don't think boomers know who Blippi is, and this has big boomer energy.
Is it children's?
A children's character for children's, but not a cartoon.
Family character. Everybody can enjoy this character. God, I've said too much. Okay, I'm going to shut
is
up.
Is it a huge? Can I ask one yes or no question?
I've already given you all the clues you need, Mr.
Is it a Is it a human character?
Also, we reference that Snowman movie a lot for three people who haven't seen it.
I've barely seen the poster. Is it a human character? I mean, it's an interesting question.
That you'll answer now. Come on, it won't be funny if nobody gets it.
Yeah, but of the people on the stage, I think I have the least appropriate tribute, the least appropriate sacrifice, as I am the only one who's had to do this. No, it's not a human character.
Yes!
Okay.
That's tough. Do you have a guess, Travis?
I'm going to say Paddington.
You really need... Okay, Paddington? Interesting.
It's not fucking Paddington. I'm trying to think of the other deep wells that we usually draw from. And by we, I mean boomers who put up memes on Facebook.
Think really hard. I think you can do it.
Really?
A live action non-human that boomers would know.
Is it Kermit?
Yeah!
Thank you.
I knew you could do it. Now, Justin, do you want to wait? Do you want to wait until Griffin's?
No, we're going to sit right here, everyone. I'm just going to put it on my Facebook right now because it's not fun unless I do it right now.
And I will then immediately comment on it. Oh, no, my Facebook's locked.
Do you want to load mine up while Justin... Oh, real? You got that hair trigger.
He already had the image loaded.
Okay.
Hold on, I want to put a link to Sydney's website on here.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll love that.
Oh, he's doing it.
Okay, here is my minion quote.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, devil. Not today or any other day. Feeling blessed and covered under the blood of Jesus. Like, share, and type amen.
Wow. Now, this is your first time playing, right?
Yes. I also, in full disclosure, I don't know where you find these, but I was looking around for minion quotes, and I found one on the Mabim Bam Reddit that somebody posted on there. So, thank you for
doing that. So, same question. Is this a cartoon character?
This is a cartoon character.
Is it a Looney Tune? I gave you...
It's not a Looney...
It's a cartoon character.
You're right. You should be able to get your revenge. It is a cartoon character. It is not a Looney Tune. I will not give you anything else.
Bart Simpson.
No.
Ooh, he gave us nothing there. That was a cold, dead stare from Griffin. Okay, Justin.
Not a Simpson character. It's not a
okay.
Ralphie.
Let me hear your guesses.
Not what?
Okay. Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No. I do want the audience to keep yelling, though, because I honestly have...
Scooby-Doo, I heard, which will be wild.
No, I haven't heard it. Shrek. Just reveal it. It's fucking Fred Flintstone.
Whoa!
Now, devil.
Wow. Pretty sure the Flintstones universe is like wicked BC. Like super duper duper BC.
Back in the time when man and dinosaur lived together.
Really, Amanda? Amanda's already commented on my Facebook page. Don't you have work to do, Amanda?
You're getting a raise.
Anticipating our needs. So that's minion quotes.
Oh, boy. All right. So we asked you all to send in questions that we could answer live, and we have some people picked out. Where's the microphone at? I was in the bathroom during the sound check, so I don't actually know.
So we're going to call down two at a time.
Can we get the house lights up just like
20%? And can we go back to the part where Griffin said he was in the bathroom for both sound checks? Because I feel like that you didn't let it sink in.
All right.
Where is it?
It's right there.
I'm playing Where's Waldo with this microphone.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Hello and welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Taylor, your question...
I can't believe we picked this one.
Taylor asked, who are you? I'm just here because I bought the tickets.
So I guess we were actually... We read this backstage and we thought, I wonder how it's going.
Yeah.
So we wanted to ask you, Taylor, what do you think so far?
And really, give us the real shit.
Please be honest with us, Taylor. Like, what do you think so far?
I think it's pretty good so far. You know?
Yeah.
And stuff, so. Yeah.
Now, Taylor, I follow up question. When you say, I'm just here because I bought the tickets on accident?
No, my sibling's actually here with me.
And okay.
What's your sibling's name?
Rhiannon.
Hi, Rhiannon.
And Rhiannon knows who we are, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a very early birthday present for them.
Oh, happy early birthday. Now, have you picked a favorite yet?
Oh, good question.
Well, I'm a little biased because I'm on Tumblr a lot, so I see Griffin's face a lot. So.
Oh, my God.
I will be feasting off the memory of you hesitating to remember his name.
Yeah, that was decadent.
But you did pull it, Taylor, so don't feel bad.
You did pull it.
Yeah, Garfball. What is it?
Garfball. That's a Garfield dressed as Darth Maul. Garfball. Yes.
This is going to be a completely unnecessary self-own, but which of my many incredible memes that have made it onto Tumblr?
The main one I see is like you holding a blank piece of paper and people edit subtext on that. I think my favorite one is somebody saying, I'm too afraid to, I don't know who the McElroy brothers are, and I'm too afraid
to
ask
with your face.
Did you
make that one?
But no, Taylor wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
Taylor asked.
I did not make it.
You did ask who we are.
Yeah.
And that's what's, that's
all that's important. So that's our deal. We're kind of like three brothers, and we do like advice. That's the show, basically.
And we do like, and like, we do like, we're strong.
Yeah, we're strong and capable fellows.
We're strong and we have normal digestive systems.
Okay. Yeah. That's exactly what I got from everything you guys have said.
You're getting that. Okay, perfect.
We eat bananas totally normal. And,
well, Taylor, we've embarrassed you enough. Thank you so much for being a good sport. Thanks for coming.
You.
I hope you're having fun.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you? We've called so many names.
Okay,
now.
I'm Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
You asked us, failed my driver's test today. How could I impress the examiner next time?
Yeah.
How bad you fail?
I drove on the wrong side of the road.
I mean,
hey, Lauren.
Very British.
Impressive thing you could do next time, Lauren.
For like a long time?
No.
Well, Griffin, how long do you think it needs to happen before no?
Lauren, can you replicate what they said to you in exact replica?
Like tone of voice, too.
Yeah.
She waited until I was done with my test, and then she was like, unfortunately, you drove on the wrong side of the road, which is an automatic fail.
Damn.
Whoa, she made you keep going?
Yeah, she should have said something way... You ran over like
eight
people.
When you were doing it, was she just like, hell yeah, fuck, let's go. Yes, yes, this is how I do it. Yes, go.
I'm feeling something for the first time.
This is living. I'm alive.
Hold my hand, Lauren. Lauren, are you feeling this?
The word that I feel like made us select this question was, how could I impress the examiner next time? And I'm not sure you understand what the examiner is looking for. It's not America's Got Talent driving edition.
You already tried stunting, so let's mark that one off. Next, super cool car.
They can't flunk you for knowing all the words to Bare Naked Ladies 1 week. They legally can't flunk you if you sing the fast part from Hook by Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
On loop.
Was that it? Was it just the driving the wrong lane that they didn't? Because that's an easy fix.
Is that not enough?
No, I'm saying you just don't do that next time and you should be good. Or were there other rules? Because we're real, like, gearheads.
Oh, you know what? Everybody does parallel parking on their test. Do some perpendicular parking.
Yes.
That'll blow them away. I'm doing concentric parking.
My parallel parking actually went really well, but that's not good enough, apparently.
Yeah.
Now, Lauren,
think it sucks because, like, they shouldn't fail you because, like, what are the odds that you'll do that again?
Yeah. And also the fact that you did that and they knew you'd failed and they're like, and you still have to parallel park?
Yeah, that sucks, actually. They should have let you go home.
Did they keep writing stuff down on the paper?
Because
that's a wild part of the grift.
Yeah, did you see them casually put the clipboard on the floor? I needed that. I won't be needing this.
No, but there are just, like, some random scribbles on the paper, so I think she was trying to, like, make me think I had some hope.
Yeah. How long do you have to wait before you can take it again?
A week. That's one week.
Not very long.
It's been 1 week since I failed my test. Drove on the wrong side of the road.
If when you go back, you have the same tester, spend the whole time, anytime you're on the right side of the road, say, like, I don't know if you noticed.
Many people would choose that side of the road, but not me.
An obvious mistake. Clearly.
I'm not zooming into the front of the other cars.
Notice how me and the other driver pass by each other without incident. You're welcome.
Does that help?
I think...
You're going to do it next time.
Yeah, you got it. Know. We believe in Lauren, right?
Hey, my name is Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Griffin, you're really putting yourself through a lot of struggle to not burp right there.
Sorry.
Contortions.
Hello, Ellie.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
You asked, I work at a haunted cave that is said to have 30 to 40 ghosts, but I haven't had a ghost experience yet. How do I trigger one?
Yeah. I work at the Wabasha Street Caves in St. Paul.
Yeah!
There's fans, and every tour guide has had, like, things move. They've seen people. They've heard bands. And
definitely.
They've heard what?
Bands. We have big bands that play. And
ghost bands?
Wait, big bands or big bands?
I don't know, big names?
Like Glenn Miller orchestra-style big bands or just
like large
bands?
Cab Calloway, Benny Goodman and stuff. And
Wait, hold on.
Your what? Caves are pulling Cab Calloway?
Yeah, that's a huge ghost get.
Yeah, apparently.
Can I say if I was going to have a ghost experience that was totally legit, I would also experience a Cab Calloway concert.
Yeah.
Hey. Apparently, John Dillinger is also around sometimes.
Wow. So. Okay.
Wow.
When he's not busy haunting other places.
Hey, what's so dope about your caves that makes every ghost want to be there?
Three people were murdered there.
Well, then there should be three ghosts. Max.
Ellie, do these other sightings that the other tour guides have had, are these things that they've told you in confidence, or are these things that they say when they're giving tours of the caves?
So both, and they have pictures to prove it.
What?
Not just orbs, like actual like pictures of...
We've got a fucking scoop.
Hold on, wait. Not just orbs. As if someone came to me and was like, yeah, I work at this cave. Check out this fucking orb I saw. I'd be like, just an orb?
Yeah.
So you're saying they have a picture of like them and Cab Calloway.
Hey, Ellie, like, if your coworkers have pictures of ghosts, that should be all you're sort of thinking and talking about. Like, in your life, your question should be like, my fucking coworkers have pictures of ghosts. What do I do
And
with
not
that?
Just fucking bullshit orbs. Real human-shaped ghosts.
Juicy, three-dimensional ghosts.
Like, we have one of an old lady walking through a table.
What? Ellie, why are you here and not like at CNN?
I don't know.
Is this what's happening in the world when people are like, I don't know if they're ghosts? It's because the people who have pictures are like, I'm not going to do anything with these.
Apparently,
what am I going to do, show these to people?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. But
we have not even glanced across the surface of your question.
So you go to the caves and you loudly announce, well, I finished all my business. I wish there was more business to finish.
Yeah.
I wish there was somebody else with business they had not finished on this earth that I could assist with that particular issue. Because all my business is finished.
Hey, you have the benefit, Ellie, of apparently there is a ghost there who is well known for call and response songs. You could walk into the cave and just go, hi, 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 hi.
But there could just be an echo.
Damn it, you're right.
Oh, I could try that, I guess.
Does the cave got Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yes. We had electricity installed into it like in the 1990s.
Wow.
Okay. That was your mistake. The ghosts wouldn't like that.
They don't like change is what we've heard, but...
Can you roll...
From who?
They don't know how cool it is.
I gotta get to this cave!
If the ghosts say they don't like change, it's because they don't know how cool shit is outside the cave. Like, we've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I think you could roll up into the cave and plug into cave Wi-Fi on your computer and just turn on Netflix and then just kind of wait and be like, anybody want to watch some new dramas?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. We don't know how Wi-Fi and ghosts interact. maybe they're all fucking flipped out because they're experiencing the Wi-Fi. Like, when you switch it on, the ghosts experience all of the internet at once.
Imagine a ghost in the machine, if you will.
A ghost in the machine, if you like.
You got to get the Wi-Fi out of there.
Yeah. Step one, Ellie, go in there tonight under cover of darkness. Remove that Wi-Fi single-handedly. Get a bucket, scoop up that Wi-Fi, and carry it out. I don't know how Wi-Fi works.
Does that help? It helps.
It does. It does.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it helped. Yeah, thank you so much, Ellie. Y'all look so great, I have to say. I should have thought a long time ago to tell people to dress nice and fun at our shows.
What were we thinking?
Nice and fun. Hey, what's up?
Hey, my name's Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Are you sure it's not Jacob? Because that's what you put in the email.
It is catfish! Catfish!
It is okay. Jacob. I was trying to be playfully short with the name.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And
the one thing we won't tolerate here is fun.
Jacob, you were talking about a pancake eating challenge, and I want to know all about it.
Yeah, this one, we didn't know if it was fun or not, but we did need more details, so go on.
All right. An hour north of here is the best place on earth, Merlin's Family Restaurant, Princeton, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
They got a big
stack. Everyone knows that, yeah.
Yeah.
Not as hot as that cave was.
No, not...
Did you think you were going to get cave levels of reaction, Jake?
I kind of did.
Yeah.
I got to say, if I'm going to go to one of those places, I'm pretty intrigued by this big stack of pancakes. Yeah.
How big?
Approximately 5 inches by 18 inches across.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. A real chode of pancakes.
That's
an order of pancakes.
That's
100 is one
square
pancake.
Inches of pancake, if my math is correct. Well, I guess cubic. Well, I got to run the diameter. Hey, somebody figure that out for me. How
so
much
what is
pie?
What's the pancake?
No, it's not pie. It's pancakes.
God almighty.
So the stack being 5 inches, but there's four. It's comprised of four pancakes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow.
And when you eat them, you
sure,
get...
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I traditionally interact with pancakes.
When you eat them, you get a shirt and your picture on the wall of fame. If you lose, you got to take a picture and put on the wall of shame as well.
Oh, okay.
So either way, you get a picture up on the wall.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Is it a timed challenge or just like take your time? If you can eat them at all, it's great.
That's the trick. You can stay for hours and fill yourself.
Oh, they don't know I know this hack. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Pancake restaurants hate this hack.
Yeah.
And
but my
when you finish it, you still have to pay for it?
No, actually you get it for free, but it's like $10 anyway. It's just pancakes.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Any dressings on them? Any syrups or
butters?
One could go nuts, but I don't like syrup or butter.
Anything you add to that is just more content.
So what's your question?
My question is, so every time I go, I've gotten very good at this challenge. I'm on the Wall of Fame 6 times.
Whoa!
Fuck yeah, Jacob.
My brother, and me, heroes only.
Yeah.
Heroes only here tonight.
And whether that be just for the party trick of the morning or to update, to get a more updated photo on the wall.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So they keep swapping out, they don't add additional Jakes?
No, it rotates through. My ones from freshman year are gone.
You wanted to stack it so that you could have a flip book of you experiencing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in my training, I found I can
Your
now eat.
Your training? Yeah, Griffin, you don't go into a pancake big stack challenge cold.
You don't want Jacob to eat pancakes at home? Come on.
Clearly, Jacob loves pancakes.
He does pancake challenges.
You would deny Jacob home game pancakes?
Okay, fine. Yes.
What if the first time you ate them was at this restaurant? Like, what is this?
Where can I find these in the wild?
Excuse me, my crepes are fucking so thick. Take them back.
These are the weirdest fucking waffles I've ever had.
Your toast is flying around.
So?
My Doritos are stale and flavorless. Sorry, Jacob, what's your question?
So now that I've trained to eat 2 big stacks, this will be accomplished. Am I good if I bring my own photo to be presumably put above the Wall of Fame?
Fuck yes. What?
Yes.
Yes. I'm glad we wasted so much time during the actual question because the answer is yes, obviously.
Obviously, you have to bring your own.
What are you thinking, boudoir?
I don't...
Champion belt, I assume.
Yeah.
I will say that if I had just finished two heaping helpings.
That's 10 inches by 18 inches of pancake.
Then the last thing I'm going to want to do afterwards is a fucking photo shoot.
Jake.
This is tour manager Paul. Right here I put up a slide that said this is 1,272.35 cubic inches of pancakes.
Can I say...
No. Paul, I love you. You're a dear friend. That can't be right.
I will say, no timer. They're not watching the bathrooms. That's it.
Oh,
they
what?
Let you poop.
So you can poop whatever you want. Okay.
Yeah. Jake, let me say, I just want to say thank you for representing what I think is maybe human beings' most enduring quality, which is once we've accomplished something, say one big stack, we must continue to challenge ourselves,
yes,
even if others do not.
Yes.
So you finished the big stack,
yes,
six times. You went on the wall six times, and you said, there has to be more in life than this.
Yes. You're going to finish two stacks and weep because there are no more stacks to conquer.
But good news, Jake, I'm here to tell you, three stacks.
No, do two stacks and do send us a picture of that, Jake. I got to see it. Does that help?
Yes, it does. The encouragement will help me join my brothers in syrup. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, brothers.
Hi.
Hi.
For a second there, I thought the mic wasn't working. Okay.
You got this. No. You got this.
No, I was just scared. I'm Andy. They, them.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Andy. Andy, you're great, and I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, you got this.
You asked. You asked.
Breathe through it.
Andy. You're as powerful as someone who just finished two big stacks.
I don't know that powerful is the adjective I would use.
You're as sleepy as someone who just finished two big steps. You're ready to hibernate through the winter.
Andy, okay. Andy asked, how do I enforce my workplace's no touching the dinosaurs rule while still letting people know that I'm cool and I would also like to touch the dinosaurs?
So give me a little context here, Andy.
I work at a dentist office.
Yeah, just a really cool shoe store, actually.
Yeah.
No, I work at a science attraction where we do have real original fossil dinosaurs displayed.
Wow.
And it's very cool. You get to be very close. It feels you're immersed in the science. And also, the barriers are like exactly sort of at toddler forehead height, and that's kind of it. And there are a lot of children and, you know, adults who really, really want, you know, to touch the dinosaurs.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
I would like to touch the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I would like to touch the dinosaurs.
I would like my finger grease to destroy a dinosaur bone over time.
Yeah.
And listen, if time and Earth couldn't do it, what are my Dorito fingers going to do that's so bad?
If they can't hang.
Yeah. Don't put them out if you don't want me to touch them.
So, Andy, what's the problem?
The problem is that I really, really want to touch the dinosaur.
All the time.
Hey,
sure.
Andy, have you touched the dinosaur?
Because I noticed earlier you said a science attraction and not the name of the business, because there would be a revelation you've touched the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Andy. No, Andy.
Andy, have you touched the dinosaurs?
Not even an accidental, like, whoa.
Shh, the more we talk, the less Andy has to admit their crime.
Moving on. Andy refuses to incriminate themselves.
Andy takes the fifth.
But how do you let them know it's a normal and natural impulse in life to want to touch the dinosaurs? They're not perverted in any way.
Yeah. I really want to be like supportive but firm, you know?
Yeah.
And as dads, I was hoping to help.
Okay, you're gonna want to do a heavy sigh, and then I get it. That is the number of times I've said to my 5-year-old, who is a carbon copy of myself when it comes to impulse control, I get it. I get it. I also sometimes want to see what sound a thing makes when I throw it at the wall. I get it.
So on brand. Can you, Andy, can I suggest this? Could you have one dinosaur bone that's like, kind of bad.
Yeah.
And it's like
a burner.
It's an extra burner. We got three legs.
And
we don't
you want to touch the dinosaur? I get it. Hold on. Let me open my locker. I got one back there for you that you can touch all you want. No big deal.
Can you memorize the speech that Sam Neill gives at the beginning of Jurassic Park where he scares the boy very badly with the velociraptor claw and just deliver that whenever a child wants to touch the bone? Or really runs afoul of any kind of rule?
Excuse me, did you just drop that litter on the ground? Let me tell you a little bit about velociraptor.
Well, that's not how the velociraptor gets you. Here, come here. I'm going to scratch your tummy with this.
Andy, could you sell dinosaur bone touching gloves for $5 a pop?
Ooh. On the side.
How? Yeah, a little private.
This would not be an official piece of merchandise. This would be, yes, you would produce them from your jacket.
How strict is the security here? Could you charge people to touch the bones when no one's looking?
Probably for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Does that help, Andy?
It does help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you.
And thank you. Make them go away, please. I'm so intimidated. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes. Make us more. Make them less.
Yes. Hey, y'all have been outrageously fun. Thank you so much. Thank you all. We've done so much stupid bullshit tonight, and you all have been there for all of it, and I really,
even
really
Taylor.
Appreciate it.
Taylor didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, Taylor was into it. But you all have buoyed us. You lift me up so I can climb on mountains. So thank you.
We want to say thank you to you. Thank you to the beautiful Orpheum Theater.
Mm.
It feels like we tricked our way into here, which we kind of did.
Yeah.
Sorry you guys didn't get to see Jim Gaffigan tonight. I know you were expecting it. So sorry. We want to say thank you to Paul for helping us run the show. Thank you to Amanda. And thank you to Rachel for helping to run the show and doing the recordings and all of that stuff. Thank you to our dad, Clint.
Thank you, Clint McElroy.
Buy his book.
Thank you to our families for supporting us here. And let me think. Anything else?
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
Sydney McElroy is not with us. Dr. Sydney McElroy is not with us, but I really appreciate her just being her, I guess. Now, we don't do a Final Yahoo anymore, as you know, and it's brought a really fun energy because we get to ask you, our beloved listeners, what celebrity impression you'd love to hear Griffin McElroy attempt.
Okay, so
on upcoming episodes, you can look forward to Nicolas Cage and Gilbert Godfrey. So, what celebrity impression would you like to hear?
Oh, wait, hold on. First five rows so it doesn't just become...
Oh, do you have a walk-in, Griff?
A walk-in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. What a kind of shit... I like to eat the spaghetti. That sucks. Shit.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I don't deserve to say my name.
It's my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.